I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 22nd. A Lunar New Year will be a school holiday in Quincy next year. The Quincy School Committee this week voted to make the Lunar New Year a holiday after residents had been passionately requesting the holiday for several years. Committee members Tina Cahill and Kathy Hubley supported the holiday after previously opposing it. And member Paul Bergoli, who was also opposed to the holiday, did not attend this week's meeting. Mayor Thomas Koch, who had previously opposed the holiday, had already changed his position. The measure passed with 6 votes as the audience erupted in cheers. The committee met in executive session before the vote to discuss whether a 2/3 majority would be needed to support the measure. Residents argued that almost 50% of the Quincy school population is of Asian descent and that the Lunar New Year is an important cultural holiday. It has been treated as an excused absence. Opponents had worried that creating the new holiday would mean that other cultural holidays would also have to be created. The Lunar New Year falls on Saturday, February 6th next year, so schools will already be closed. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is not concerned about Moody's Investment Services' recent downgrade of the city's bond rating. Moody's lowered the city's rating from AAA to A1 based on the city's low cash reserves and total of $1.8 billion in debt. Koch says the change reflects financial struggles impacting many communities. Last year, S&P Financial also lowered the city's bond rating, also citing low reserves. Mayor Koch set aside $2 million in next year's city budget for the reserve fund. Moody's did report that Quincy is still a good credit risk due to a diverse economy and high median income level. Quincy's annual Memorial Day parade and ceremony will be held on Monday. The parade will step off at 10:30 on Quincy Avenue at the Quincy Credit Union, wind its way to Hancock Street to the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center for a wreath-laying ceremony, and then down Coddington Street to the Veterans section of Mount Wollaston Cemetery for a ceremony. This year's keynote speaker is Assistant Quincy Veterans Services Director Mike Sullivan. Sullivan is an Iraq War veteran, lifelong Quincy resident, and graduate of North Quincy High School. Sullivan served in the U.S. Marine Corps from 2001 to 2007. In the event of rain, the ceremony will be moved to the Quincy High School Auditorium at 11 a.m. AAA is projecting record travel this Memorial Day weekend, with 45 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home through Monday, a slightly higher number than last year. The majority, 39 million, about 87%, will be traveling by car, despite the high gas prices. It won't be a cheap trip. The average price of regular gasoline in Massachusetts is now $4.50. It was just $3 a gallon a year ago. The national average was $3.17 last Memorial Day. Prices at the pump are currently the highest they've been since the summer of 2022. With a record number of travelers expected on the road this holiday weekend, AAA is reminding drivers to put safety first, slow down, move over, and drive sober. And don't forget to check your car's battery, tire pressure, and fluids before hitting the road. AAA says it responded last Memorial Day weekend to more than 350,000 emergency roadside assistance calls to help stranded drivers with issues like dead batteries, flat tires, and empty fuel tanks. For travelers who are renting cars over the Memorial Day weekend, AAA car rental partner Hertz says that today is expected to be the busiest pickup day. The top 5 markets with the highest demand are Orlando, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Denver, and Boston. According to AAA booking data, domestic car rentals are 1% cheaper this holiday weekend compared to last year. Well, developers are pushing forward with an $850 million plan to redevelop the former site of Kearney Hospital in Dorchester, which closed nearly 2 years ago. Plans announced this week by the HYM Investment Group and My City at Peace include transforming the 12.8-acre site on Dorchester Avenue into a mixed-use Dorchester Health Campus centered on healthcare access, housing, and community connectivity. They said the plan includes a 350,000-square-foot healthcare building and approximately 500 apartments across three buildings. Of those, 200 units would be for seniors, 200 for multifamily rentals, and 100 units of multifamily housing. The plans include a new public pedestrian walkway connecting the campus to Dorchester Park, and each of the buildings will have private courtyards. Overall, the developer said that more than half the property will consist of landscaped or open space. Kearney Hospital and Neshoba Valley Medical Center in Ayer both closed their doors in August of 2024 after the state didn't receive any qualified bids for the Steward Healthcare hospitals. Those closures, which occurred amid Steward's controversial bankruptcy, left about 1,200 people out of work and further limited health care options for residents in Dorchester and the Neshoba Valley region. State officials were able to broker deals to keep six other Steward hospitals open. Norwood Hospital, which was being rebuilt at the time of the bankruptcy because of a devastating flood, remains incomplete. Some local lawmakers and town officials continue to push for that property's future as a hospital. A man was taken into custody last night after allegedly making threats and brandishing a firearm outside of a prom in Kingston. Happened about 7 o'clock last night when Kingston police responded to 60 Country Club Way for a disturbance call. Once there, police found that the prom for the South Shore Technical High School was going on. An officer on the site requested assistance after there were reports of a male with a firearm in the parking lot. An investigation had determined that in the parking lot, an 18-year-old was denied entry to the prom as he was not permitted to attend. The man got into an argument with a female attendee, which eventually escalated, leading the man to threaten to run over a student and brandish a firearm, pointed upwards toward the sky, and then rack around into it. The man fled in a vehicle. Police ramped up an increased presence at the prom and conducted multiple interviews, helping lead officers to the man's residence in Randolph. And after surrounding his home and trying to contact him, he eventually surrendered peacefully. Police detained the man and are seeking legal procedures for an investigation. No injuries were reported, and police reassure there is no threat to the public. Quincy College will hold its 68th annual commencement ceremony next week. Approximately 400 students in the class of 2026 will graduate next Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Marriott Hotel at the Crown Colony Office Park in West Quincy. This year's commencement speaker is Lauren Jones, Secretary of the Massachusetts Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. Jones was appointed by the Healy Driscoll administration and will speak about workforce development and expanding economic opportunity. Prior to her current role, Jones was Executive Vice President of the Massachusetts Business Roundtable and previously led the Business Strategy Unit at Boston City Hall. QATV will carry the commencement ceremony live on May 27th at 11 a.m. The Quincy Public Schools Pop Concert is next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Quincy High School. The show will feature performances by the All City Middle School Honor Band, the Quincy North Quincy Symphonic Band, and the Quincy North Quincy Wind Ensemble. City of Quincy Health Department presents a prescription for admission, a guide to a better hospitalization, next Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Kennedy Center. Dr. Monique Nugent will speak about advocating for yourself or a loved one, understanding hospital processes, and improving your overall healthcare experience. Call 617-376-1275 to reserve a spot. The Quincy Police Charitable Foundation's annual Road Race and Family Fun Day will be May 31st, beginning at 10 a.m. at Pageant Field. A DJ, food trucks, bouncy houses, and face painting will take place after the 3.5-mile race. The foundation provides direct aid to individuals, families, and organizations in need throughout the city. The Quincy North Quincy Drama Club presents The Importance of Being Earnest tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 2 and 7 p.m. at North Quincy High School. $5 tickets will be available at the door. The first annual Kilroy Square Vintage Market will be held Saturday in Quincy Center. The market will offer vintage clothing, collectibles, unique shops, upcycled home goods, local food, and live music. Reminder, City of Quincy census forms are due at the city clerk's office by June 1st. Residents may request a replacement by calling 617-376-1144 or online at quincyma.gov/census. Voters will be placed on the inactive voter list if their forms are not returned by June 1st. Curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy will be delayed one day, beginning next Tuesday, due to the Memorial Day holiday. The Four River Bridge is scheduled to open today at noon and 6:30 p.m. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 276. The NASDAQ rose 22. And the S&P added 12. Asian stocks also advanced. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at almost $105 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox are back home at Fenway tonight for a series with the Twins beginning at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast today, partly cloudy and a high of 65 degrees. Tonight, cloudy and lows in the mid-40s. Mainly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 65. And then rain on Sunday, the high of 57. On Memorial Day Monday, mainly cloudy and a high of 72. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. Northeast winds at 10 to 15, becoming easterly later today. High tide, 5:06 p.m. Sunrise at 5:16 and sets at 8:05. A programming note that AM Quincy will now be off until Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 22nd.